It's everywhere, right? This AI stuff feels like every time you turn around, someone's saying AI can do this and AI is the answer to that. But finding a good guide on how to actually use it, how to put it into practice, that's a whole other story.
Yeah, it's like we all got caught up in the hype, but forgot to bring the instruction manual.
Exactly. And that's where, thankfully, this XR1 AI consulting guide comes in. We're using that as the framework for this deep dive. Consider it our AI instruction manual.
I like that.
So before we get too deep into the weeds, let's take a step back. Why is a structured approach like this even necessary? Why not just, unleash the AI and let it work its magic?
Well, you could try that, but imagine building a house without a blueprint.
Okay, already seeing where this is going. That's a recipe for disaster.
Right. And AI projects, they're no different. You need a plan, a roadmap, a way to make sure that all that AI potential actually translates into, tangible results.
And avoids those scary budget overruns everyone hears about.
Precisely. An AI project lifecycle, which is what we'll be diving into today, is all about managing risks, making sure we get a return on our investment, and preventing those all too common AI project pitfalls.
Like what? Give me an example.
Scope creep is a big one. That's where a project starts small and then just keeps growing and growing until it's completely off track and over budget.
Scope creep.
Yeah.
The enemy of progress. Okay, so we need a plan, a framework. Got it. What's the first step on our AI journey? Where do we even begin?
It all starts with a solid foundation. The first phase is all about initiation and discovery.
Sounds kind of like the name of a Star Trek episode.
Maybe they were onto something, but seriously, this phase is crucial. We need to define the problem we're trying to solve with AI.
And not just in some vague AI will make everything better kind of way, right?
Exactly. We need specifics. Let's say you're a retail company struggling with, oh, I don't know, inventory management.
Ooh, inventory management. That's a topic I know all too well, or rather, all too painfully.
Well, in this phase, this company would identify those very specific inventory pain points that AI could potentially address. Like, are we consistently overstocking certain items? Or maybe struggling to predict demand for seasonal products?
So it's about getting granular.
Yes. And it's not enough to just identify the problem. We also need to set clear, measurable goals tied to real business value.
So not just we want AI to make our inventory better, but something more like we want to reduce our storage costs by 15% using AI-powered forecasting.
Now you're talking. See, that's a goal you can measure.
And hold ourselves accountable
Yeah,
too.
absolutely. And here's where things get really interesting for our data-loving listeners.
Okay, I'm all ears because I've heard a lot of data is king talk lately.
It's true. Data is the lifeblood of AI. This initiation and discovery phase is also when you assess the availability and quality of your data. Because if you feed your AI bad data,
You get bad results.
garbage in, garbage out, as they say.
Yeah.
So we need to make sure we have the right data in the right format before we even think about building our AI models.
Makes sense. What else is important to nail down in this initial stage?
The team. And I'm not just talking about data scientists here.
We need more than just the tech wizards.
For sure. AI projects, they're cross-functional. You want expertise from different areas of the business, IT, operations, finance, marketing.
So, like a real-life Justice League, but for AI.
Exactly. You need that diversity of thought, that understanding of how AI will impact different parts of the organization. Because, let's be real, implementing AI,
It's not just about the technology.
it's about change management, it's about understanding the business processes.
It's about bringing people along on the journey.
100%. And that starts by building the right team from day one.
So we've laid our foundation, clear problem, clear goals, good data, and the A team is assembled. What's the next exciting phase in our AI adventure? This is where things start to feel real, right? Like we've talked about the why, and now we're getting into the how.
Exactly. After all that groundwork we did in initiation and discovery, we're ready to roll up our sleeves and start building something.
Let's do it. So what's next on our AI project lifecycle roadmap?
Phase two, the proof of concept, or PUCIC, as the cool kids call it.
You know me, I'm all about ditching the jargon. But a proof of concept, that has a nice ring to it. What exactly are we trying to prove here?
We're proving that our brilliant AI idea, the one we so carefully defined in that first phase, it can actually work.
So we're not just talking the talk, we're walking the walk.
Exactly. It's like a low-stakes experiment. We're dipping our toes in the water, not diving headfirst just yet.
Okay, so less Shark Tank and more like a gentle swim in the kiddie pool.
I like that analogy. The PUSA is all about validating our assumptions without committing too many resources just yet.
Smart. So let's bring back our retail company from earlier.
Yeah.
If they're trying to optimize their inventory management, what might a PUSA look like in that scenario?
Sure. Let's say they want to use AI to predict demand for, I don't know, let's say they sell these super trendy sneakers that everyone's got to have.
I feel like I've seen those sneakers.
Right. Everyone wants them. But predicting demand for something so trendy, it's tough.
For sure. So how does AI help?
Well, in their POSC, our retail company might take, say, 6 months of historical sales data for these sneakers and use that data to train a machine learning model to try and predict future demand.
Okay, back up for a sec. Machine learning model. That sounds a little intimidating. Are we getting into the weeds here?
Not at all. It just sounds fancy. Think of it as a set of instructions or a recipe that we teach the computer to follow.
So we feed the computer this recipe, which is based on past sales data, and it learns how to predict future demand.
You got it. And there are different types of models, different recipes we can use. Some are simpler, some are more complex. It all depends on the problem we're trying to solve.
So our retail company picks their recipe, trains their model on this sneaker data. What then? How do they know if their AI is actually any good at predicting the next sneaker craze?
That's where those measurable goals we talked about earlier come in handy. Remember those?
Right. So they would have defined what success looks like.
Exactly. Maybe they said, if our AI can predict demand for these sneakers with, say, 75% accuracy over the next 3 months, that's a win.
So they test their AI on some new data it hasn't seen before, and if it hits that 75% accuracy target.
Boom. Proof of concept achieved.
High five. We've cracked the code.
Not so fast. Remember, we're still working with a limited data set, a controlled environment. The POSC is just the first step. It's about validating our idea.
So it's like a pilot episode of a TV show. It shows promise, but we need to see if it can hold up over a whole season.
I like the way you think. Which brings us to the next phase of the AI project lifecycle.
Hit me with it.
Phase three, the pilot program.
Pilot program. Okay, so now we're taking this AI baby out for a test drive in the real world.
That's the idea. But we're not quite ready for a cross-country road trip just yet. More like a spin around the block.
So still a controlled environment, but with higher stakes than the proof of concept.
Exactly. Remember our logistics company from earlier, the one using AI to optimize delivery routes?
Yeah, they were testing out their AI on a small scale in the PayPo, right?
Right. Maybe just a handful of trucks in one city. In the pilot program, they'd expand that maybe to a whole fleet of trucks across multiple cities. With all the real-world complexities that come with it.
Traffic jams, rush hour.
Yeah.
Those pesky wrong turns.
All of that. The pilot program is about seeing how the AI performs when the going gets tough.
So more data, more variables, more chances for things to go wrong.
And more opportunities to learn. The pilot program is also where we start to gather feedback from the actual users of the AI.
Which in this case would be the delivery drivers.
Exactly. Hmm. We want to know, is the AI giving them clear and accurate directions? Is it easy to use? Is it actually making their jobs easier or just adding more frustration?
It's like you wouldn't buy a car without taking it for a test drive first.
Yeah.
You want to make sure it handles well, that it has all the features you need, mm-hmm. and that you actually enjoy driving it.
Perfect analogy. And just like with the test drive, if there are any issues, any bugs in the system, any features that just don't make sense, the pilot program is the time to iron those out before we go full scale.
Makes sense. So we've proven our concept. We've taken it for a spin in the real world. What happens when we're ready to, you know, take the AI gloves off and let it loose?
That's where phase four comes in. Full deployment.
Full deployment. That sounds serious. Like this is where the AI project graduates from the minor leagues to the majors.
It's a big step. This is where we scale up our AI solution and make it an official part of the organization's day-to-day operations.
So no more training wheels.
Time to take off those training wheels. But, and this is important, deployment doesn't mean we just set it and forget it. This isn't like a Roomba that you just let roam around the house. AI requires ongoing attention, which brings us to the final, and some might argue, most crucial phase of the AI project lifecycle.
Ooh, the suspense is killing me. Tell me more about this mysterious final phase.
Phase five, ongoing monitoring and optimization. This is where we shift from a project mindset to a product mindset.
Okay, I think I get it. It's like, we've built our AI, now we need to make sure it stays healthy and productive.
Exactly. We need to continuously monitor the AI's performance, make sure it's still meeting those business goals we defined way back in phase one.
Right. Those all-important goals. We can't just forget about those.
Absolutely not. This ongoing monitoring, it helps us identify any potential issues early on. Maybe the AI's performance is starting to slip, or maybe the data it's being trained on is outdated.
So it's about being proactive, not reactive.
1,000%. And if we do spot any issues, that's where the optimization part comes in.
We tweak, we refine, we make sure our AI is always operating at peak performance.
You got it. And this optimization, it's not a one-time thing. It's an ongoing process of learning and improvement.
So our AI journey never really ends, does it?
Nope. And that's what makes it so exciting. Because as we continue to learn and adapt, so too will our AI.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, this deep dive into the AI project lifecycle has been incredibly eye-opening.
I agree.
Who knew there was so much to consider when it comes to actually putting AI into practice?
It's more than just algorithms and data, isn't it? It's about having a solid plan, a clear understanding of our goals, and a commitment to continuous improvement.
Well said. Well, that's about all the time we have for today's deep dive into the AI project lifecycle.
This was fun.
Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep asking those insightful questions.